Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wins and can go around of Rosanna Rebel. Earl of Pembroke will have to break the clock. Takes off around of Raw for Roscoe and Admiral of the Fleet on the Plagues. Third quarter, 28.6. I think the last quarter will be the quickest. The Lost Storm cruises into the straight. 5 metres clear at the distance from Perfect Class. Then Raquero Rebel, followed by Raquero Slammer. But he takes off the Lost Storm. First up, he is going to brain them. Perfect Class and Raquero Rebel fight out the miners, but the Lost Storm is back to his best with a brilliant first up win. The Lost Storm wins the 35th City of Melton Plate by 8 metres. Great run, Raquero Rebel, to get past Perfect Class and nick between them second and third. 6 metres, Raquero Slammer.
The Lost Storm takes out the City of Melton Plate, which was race number 6 at Melton on Saturday night. He was first up since running 6 in the Victorian Derby final back on the 14th of October in 2023. And he'd had a nice little trial leading into this, but there was a question mark on his fitness, but he was just far too good for these. He had an unpressured run out in front, which just suited him to the ground. I saw this horse as he came out of the wash, actually, and Clayton Tonkin was bringing him back to the stalls. He still had plenty of condition on him, so he's going to strip a lot fitter from having this run going forward. So that's a scary watch on the Lost Storm, because he certainly got more improvement left in him. Raquero Rebel got home super to run second, just over the top of Perfect Class. Raquero Slammer, the roughy who led and then handed up to the Lost Storm, stuck on well to run fourth. And the stablemate, our Vince Gango, who had to go all the way back to last after getting denied the death seat from Perfect Class, had then got home very strong. Although beaten 16.5 metres, it's made up some really good ground to run in sixth position. That was Earl of Pembroke in sixth position. The times they went was 156.3, the lead time 45.4, and then, as I said, it was just a bit of a walk in the park early, 31.2, 30.5. So the first half was very mediocre for this sort of class of horse. The third quarter, 28.7, and they slipped home in a very quick 26.0 last quarter. The Lost Storm won by 8.1 metres over Raquero Rebel and was travelling very, very comfortably.
It was so nice, Steve, to see the Lost Storm back and so confident in himself, because I know at one stage he was one of the most spoken about horses in Australia, I would say, and he kind of just dropped off the map a little bit there at the end of last season. And it's so good to see the horse looking confident in himself again, and Mark seems so confident with the horse. And I know that some people were saying that the start of the race was slow, which allowed him to have a fast quarter, but going 26 quarter and making it look easy, only really good horses can do that. And like you mentioned after the race, the fact that the horse still had condition on it is just sensational. And for Raquero Rebel, I'm just looking at her sectional times now. So her last quarter was, if we're going to be very specific, 26.04. And she had to cover an extra 22 metres racing wide, beaten 8.1 metres. But if we convert her last quarter to as if she was racing on the fence, her last quarter would have been roughly 25.74. That's how the maths convert, which is just ridiculously fast. And Raquero Rebel and So What, I would say, are the two mares that you want to be watching going into the future, because they just seem to be improving each start. I mean, So What's been up there with the top mares in Victoria for a while now, but Raquero Rebel, I really can't wait to watch these two mares race each other more often, as these two are often up against the boys. But all credit to the winner, he went huge, and Perfect Class, once he becomes more in condition too, he's going to continue to improve. And just looking at the sectionals, if there was any other star performers in this race, Earl of Pembroke was another horse that probably didn't finish up near the top, but he did have to cover an extra 37 metres. So that was a huge run from Earl of Pembroke.
Yeah, Earl of Pembroke having to do that. Two lots of work, as I said. Sent forward early, but got knocked back for the death seat. Had to go all the way back for last, and then kicked up and had another crack at him, and still running its last mile in 156.1, and its last half in 54.7. So a great run there, Earl of Pembroke, and certainly worth following going forward. But again, still no black bookers for the little black book. I've gotten a little bit tight on these guys, and they've got to really earn their place in the little black book. And so far, we're six races down, and there is not one entry going in the little black book. But look, Perfect Class was just the Lost Storm was just way too good. As I said, Vaquero Rebel, she is racing fantastic, and the stable mate, Perfect Class, in for third.